The screen was stolen by a bunch of Oslo no-hopers. I suppose you could say it was Norwegian organized crime, two men and a ladder. I was one of a number of police officers that helped recover it. They were both Norwegian and British police officers from London. This particular original version of the screen was painted in 1893. Central figure, riven by angst, thinking that this blood-red sky was coming through his brain. And Munch was mad enough to paint it. That particular version, the original version, he blew out a candle on it. I made a particular point of memorizing exactly how those candle wax drops looked.
One of the world's most famous modern paintings, The Scream by Edvard Munch, has been stolen from...
They went up the ladder and fell off, and then went up again and broke in the window and went in to collect the painting. At Scotland Yard, on the Monday, we came up with a plan. Just pose as the representatives of the J. Paul Getty Museum in California and tell these guys there's money to be had if they'll give us the picture back. The character I came up with, Chris Roberts, was a slightly dodgy, mid-Atlantic accented art dealer who was doing some buying for the Getty Museum in Europe. So I had a minder who we portrayed as an English gangster living in Amsterdam. What we did in this particular case was to go from a person who knew someone else, and just followed that chain until we eventually got to the people who controlled the painting. When I finally met the bad guys, I had to convince them that the Getty Museum would pay to recover the painting. The Norwegian criminals were on tenterhooks, and I spent the entire time trying to calm them down. And eventually they rang me quite late, about 11:30, I would guess it was, that night in my room, and said, right, we're going to do it now. And I told them I was no way I was going out at midnight to walk in the wild woods with them to get this thing back. We'd have to do it in the morning. In the morning, we went down to where the dodgy art dealer had a summer house. In the summer house, the painting was downstairs underneath the carpet in the kitchen with a set of stairs down to the basement. And Jordan asked me, did I want to get it? And I thought, well, I could do without being down there next Christmas. So I told him that in you know, what's called the Anglo-Saxon vernacular, which he understood. So he went down and got the picture, brought it up, and he laid it on the dining room table, and bang, there was the picture. I knew the picture was right straight away because I checked the wax, and it looked like it. A masterpiece will tell you itself that it's a masterpiece. It just jumps out at you. I rang back to Oslo, told them I had it, barricaded myself in the hotel. Sure enough, after an hour or so, the central detective unit in Oslo turned up, and I unbarricaded the room, and there was the picture. Then I walked down, actually, onto the pier, and I thought to myself, done it. Good. It's exhilarating to get the what